You are listening to Larry Connors, USA.
You want answers?
I think I'm entitled.
You want answers?
I want the truth!
You can't handle the truth!
This is Larry Connors, USA. Larry Connors, USA. Larry Connors, USA, news and commentary.
October the 18th, 2021. In a way, the Biden White House is more than glad to have the supply chain story going crazy, and the January 6th commission to investigate what happened January 6th continue to escalate. Anything to detract from what is failing at the border and getting worse on a constant basis, and an increasing threat from China. State-controlled media say, what can we find to put in place of some of this stuff? Well, there are a couple right there. In the meantime, Congressman Van Taylor, Republican of Texas, slamming Biden for, quote, his outrageous border policy. He says, really, just incredible. All these terrible decisions. He says, you know, one day Biden said, hey, we're not building the wall. We're going to stop deporting people using Title 42. He did that on day one. And then we're going to end the Remain in Mexico policy. He said, now they're trying to turn around and say that maybe they will do something, but they don't know. He's turned the Border Patrol into border processing. He said, what you have here is lipstick on a pig, not an effort to fix the issue. That's just our southern border issue. And that's a very big issue. It's going to affect our economy for decades to come. And, of course, we need to be concerned about foreign adversaries such as China. White House Press Secretary Jen Psaki today would not offer any comments on China testing a nuclear-capable hypersonic missile. But you know what the response was? The U.S., I cannot believe this came out of the woman's mouth. I haven't seen the audio. I'm reading a script here. I cannot believe if this is what she said. The U.S. welcomes stiff competition. You welcome another nation with a nuclear-capable hypersonic missile? Now, China already has some nuclear capability, but now stepping it up because of the Biden administration? They know they're weak. They don't really care what we're doing now. Oh, but China says, oh, we just launched a new spacecraft, that's all. And no doubt this White House is more than willing to accept that as long as they can draw attention away from anything Bumbling Joe is doing and all the other issues. General Colin Powell, former Secretary of State, passed away early this morning, 84 years of age. He was fully vaccinated. Don't know for sure when he got vaccinated. Don't know if he had a booster shot. They are saying it was COVID-related complications. He has Parkinson's and other diseases. A weak immune system all the way around. Chicago Mayor Lori Lightfoot threatening to fire any police officers that are insubordinate because they will not get vaccinated. And yet she turns around and violates Illinois state law and her own city state law by showing up indoors as the Chicago Sky clinched the WNBA title over the Phoenix Mercury. She was at that arena for the final game, and there's a picture of her online celebrating. She doesn't have a mask on. Several others around her do, but she doesn't. And Joe Biden over the weekend in D.C., where they also have a mandate. If you're indoors, even if you're vaccinated, you've got to be wearing a mask unless you're actively eating or drinking. He and the First Lady walking through a high-priced D.C. Italian restaurant, the Secret Service. They're all masked, but Joe Biden isn't. It's a rule for you, not them. And then we have, as I report the last segment, various universities deciding to deputize students as masked police. They're going to be snitching, and they're going to get some money for doing it. It's happening at not just on the West and East Coast, Washington University in St. Louis, apparently student workers wearing yellow shirts bearing the phrase, if you can read this, you're standing too close. Former President Donald Trump slamming the Biden administration, saying, you know, this administration is totally crooked. I think what I'm going to do is, I've never painted before, but since Hunter's getting a lot of money for painting, maybe I should do that. I think I could make some money. I'll bet he will. I'll bet he will. And you know that there have been shouts of, let's go, Brandon, or at least that's what you're told they're shouting every time at some sporting event, and they're really saying, F you, Joe Biden. But some say, well, they mean, let's go, Brandon, as a reference to a race car driver who'd won a race. Now there's a rap song out, and apparently it's at the top of the iTunes hip-hop chart. It's not going to go away anytime soon, Joe.
Larry Connors, USA, news and commentary.
For years, I've told you, be well with Wellington, Wellington Environmental. That's because I know the excellent work Wellington does when it comes to making your home, your business, even hospitals safe. See, recently I asked Wellington to check a relative's home. The relative had been constantly sick. Doctors couldn't find a cause. I asked Tom Wellington, please check the house. After extensive testing, Wellington could rule out mold and other air and water toxins. Well, that was a major relief, and the negative results gave doctors added information. So when I encourage you to call Wellington, I mean it. Wellington, 314-644-4930. 644-4930. A-rated by the Better Business Bureau, Missouri and Illinois. Wellington Environmental, 314-644-4930. Be well with Wellington. Wellington Environmental.
My sponsors keep this program on the air. So my thanks to John Beal Roofing, covering homes and businesses throughout the Midwest. Best quality, lowest price. So when you need a roof, remember this sponsor for this program, John Beal Roofing. 1-800-NEW-ROOF. 1-800-NEW-ROOF.
This is Larry Connors, USA.
Larry Connors, USA.
Just think of Biden. He says, don't make the vaccines divisive. Yeah. Don't make the vaccines divisive. You are trying to take people's jobs away over this issue. You are trying to plunge people into destitution. You are taking away their livelihoods. Nobody else is doing that. You are the one that's being divisive about this.
Those are the words of Florida Governor DeSantis, and making it very clear what we're doing is trying to bring people together and let them live their lives, but you are claiming that because we're telling Americans you should be able to decide for yourself that we are being divisive. And DeSantis is right. He said you've got the way you guys are messaging this vaccine. If you don't get it, you're going to lose your job. That's the idea behind Biden's so-called vaccine mandate. But yet there is no actual mandate. I cannot stress that enough. It does not exist. OSHA has yet to put it together because they can't figure out where the hell do we start with this thing. And even if they come up with it, there's going to be challenges to it. We've been told, numerous police officers across the nation have come forward and said, that's fine, I'll just quit this job. In Chicago, they're being told that, and officers are saying, I'm not going to get the vaccine, I don't want it. We've been out there doing this job all this time, and now you want to say that we either have to get the vaccine or we're going to be fired. And in Chicago, they're talking about, if you leave, we're going to make sure you don't get your pension as well. You talking about punitive? You talking about being divisive? That's not Joe Biden directly, but it's the aim and the goal of the left. You will toe the line, or else. I mean, where have you heard that before? Where have you heard that? And where have you also heard, with all the following orders? And I'm not talking about the funny comedy show. I'm talking about the real life reference to the Holocaust. Today, current and former Southwest Airlines workers have gathered at their headquarters in Dallas. They're celebrating what they call medical freedom. And some of them, hundreds of them, showing as this one of the news choppers from Dallas is flying over this gathering, they're seeing signs, terminate the mandate, freedom, not force, no jabs for jobs. Southwest set a deadline the first week of October under a federal vaccine mandate for employees. I'm telling you, there is no such federal vaccine mandate official at this time. Other airlines were jumping ahead anyway because they thought, well, we'll lead the way. And that included Southwest and American Airlines, United, Alaska, Hawaii. Others are saying, you know, we just don't want to be on the wrong side, so we'll just move forward. Don't fight the flow. Just go with the flow. OSHA has yet to give any details or anything of that nature. Have you seen it? I haven't. I've been kind of watching. I think I'd stay on top of things. Let me see. Give me a second here. I'll do the latest Google search, assuming I'm going to get the facts from Google. Is there a federal mask, or I won't say mask, I'll say vaccine mandate? Simple question, right? Well, let me see. It adds up September 9, 2021. I know what they're referring to right away. They said, in his most forceful pandemic actions and words, Joe Biden on Thursday ordered sweeping new federal mandates. The same thing I told you. That's what he said, wrote it down on a piece of paper or something, but it's not there yet. What they're trying to do is use the White House as a bully pulpit to make everybody get an order. You have to be vaccinated. I don't care if your doctor, your personal doctor, says it's not good for your health. Same thing with masking kids in school all day long. There's going to be a price to be paid down the road, and I just pray it's not going to be too heavy on our children, but there will be. But aside from employees for private corporations like Southwest, American Airlines, and they do federal contracting business. That's why they feel that they've got to do it as well. And they want those federal dollars for that. It's understandable. If you're a shareholder, you want them to make money. And other companies, if they do any kind of business with the government, they're going to have to mandate all their employees. Then you get in, as I was saying a moment ago, reference first responders, police, fire, paramedics, other emergency crews, those who have been in hospitals serving as doctors or nurses or any capacity for the last several months, and they're being told you have to get the vaccine to keep your job, and some have decided, well, I don't think it's right for me, either for religious reasons, which you do not have to define. You do not have to say anything other than that. That is adequate, according to the Supreme Court. Your religious reason, even though it may be in the face of other reasoning, is adequate. But, of course, who has the money to fight those cases all the way? That's why many are gathering together, forming class action suits, various states doing the same thing. And first responders are losing jobs left and right, are going to face losing their job if they don't comply with mandates being given them. Florida Governor DeSantis took that issue to task.
To say to a police officer who's been working this whole time, or a nurse or a firefighter, that now they lose their job, way before there was any vaccines and we even knew what the heck was going on with you know, you go back to March, April 2020, there's so much unknowns. Those guys had to answer the call. Patient comes in, the nurses are there caring for him. Someone calls 911, the police and the fire, they're there. And they had to put themselves on there. And now you're going to toss them aside?
Yeah, that's right. The very ones that were in the midst of the battle itself inside the hospitals. Now, when it comes to police, the numbers supposedly say, even from police associations, more officers have died of COVID than gunshots or violence in the force of their, in the process of their job over the last year from COVID than those other reasons. So they know the risk they're facing. They know the, and the Border Patrol agents, the same thing. They're down there at the border doing that. Now, they're being told if you're going to remain a Border Patrol agent, you will have to do this. Do we need, it's a simple question, friend. It's a simple question. Do we want more Border Patrol agents or fewer? Or do we not really care about the border anymore? There's some of them out there saying, yeah, we don't need no stinking border. If that's really true, if you believe that, then you tell me why so many are still trying to come into this country and you're not going somewhere else. Why don't you, you know, choose another country if you think it's going to be fine to let everybody come in? Or better yet, why don't you volunteer to house illegals coming in? When members of the left, and especially the elite, like in Hollywood, drop the gates over their moats, when they open up the big gates to their mansions and say, look, I've got a garage where I can put 5 or 10 illegal families, better accommodations you had. When they start doing that, then I will believe that they really care about illegals as humans, not votes. And there are many that are coming across. They are looking to better their lives. They're not coming here to cause harm. That's not their intention. But there are many others who are not. But now you want to say to first responders and those who are trying to enforce our laws and protect you, no, if you're not going to get vaccinated, you're dangerous. Fauci was appearing, Dr. Fake, appearing on Fox Sunday Morning News, and the question came up from Chris Wallace about these first responders and the idea of mandating this to first responders who've been out there doing this job all this time.
I'm not comfortable with telling people what they should do under normal circumstances, but we are not in normal circumstances right now. Take the police. We know now the statistics. More police officers die of COVID than they do in other causes of death. So it doesn't make any sense to not trying to protect yourself as well as the colleagues that you work with. So I think if we can get people to just think about that, think about the implications of not getting vaccinated when you're in a position where you have a responsible job and you want to protect yourself because you're needed at your job, whether you're a police officer or a pilot or any other of those kinds of occupations.
Yeah, you are needed. But if you don't do it the way we say you should do it, then we'll make sure you're fired. Not only that, we'll take away your pension that you've worked for all these years. When Biden announced his federal vaccine requirement, and he made the words, we've been patient, but our patience is wearing thin. The unvaccinated minority can cause a lot of damage, and they are. Well, so are the vaccinated. If the vaccines aren't working, why should they be worried? But then he made that statement from September 9 that we're going to mandate that you have to get it, and if you're a private business, if you have 100 employees or more, they had to be vaccinated or tested weekly. Well, many were being tested weekly. They were willing to do that, but not the vaccine. I ask you again, is it actually law? OSHA's not done a thing about it. I'm sure they're trying. But the day Biden made that statement, Governor McMaster of South Carolina said a statement that many agree with and applaud. Biden and the radical Democrats have thumbed their noses at the Constitution. Again, the words of Governor McMaster of South Carolina. U.S. Senator Ron Johnson, Republican of Wisconsin, penned an article I want to share with you. He says, the headline, the worst is yet to come. He said, like President Biden, who said in the December 2020, I don't think it should be mandatory. I wouldn't demand it to be mandatory. That's right. He began by quoting Biden, who did say that, December 2020. I don't think vaccines or masks should be mandatory. I wouldn't demand it be mandatory. I was opposed to COVID-19 vaccine mandates from the start, so says the senator, as Biden was at that time. But he says, unlike President Biden, I haven't flip-flopped. He said, for Biden, his administration, and the, he calls them corporate media, all state-controlled media, they're all denying three realities: the effectiveness of natural immunity and how medically unnecessary it is for the previously infected to get vaccinated. That's science. He points that out. The fact that fully vaccinated are getting infected still. That's going to happen. Three, vaccine injuries, including death, are occurring at far higher numbers than health authorities want to admit. He said, when you look at the science and what we've seen in various states, he said, we're getting incomplete information. He said he was in contact with an Army flight surgeon looking at an amendment filing in a lawsuit against the military regarding vaccine mandates. And he said in her efforts to alert superior, she's now considered a pariah, her medical license being attacked simply because she spoke out saying that we shouldn't be forcing this on our military. See, that's what's going to happen. They will come after you. They will come after you. When we pick up on the other side, Chris Wallace asks a question of Dr. Fake. You'll want to hear the answer.
You can connect with Larry on Twitter at LarryConnorsUSA.
This is Larry Connors USA.
Larry Connors USA.
When this pandemic started, I think it's fair to say you were the, generally regarded as the authority on infectious disease. But as time has gone on, you have become a polarizing figure. Critics accuse you of sending mixed messages. There's allegations that you helped fund dangerous research at the Wuhan lab. Two questions. Why do you think you've become so controversial? And honestly, do you think there's anything you have done that has contributed to that?
Well, I'm not so sure I could answer the latter because I can't think of anything, but I'm sure some people will.
Oh, me. Call on me. I got my hand up. And you too. Yeah, and you. I see you. We got a lot of people that, yeah, we have a lot of reasons to have suspicions about Dr. Fake. He is a polarizing figure. Because he has been sending mixed messages, and he has to admit he sent mixed messages when he originally said COVID's not going to be that big of a deal, don't worry about it. Oh, if we get it, don't bother mask, you won't need that. Then later admitted that, I did lie about that because we're trying to preserve the mask for frontline workers. He was in charge of the agency, should have made sure they had plenty on hand to begin with, right? And, of course, the hidden information about the money going to the Wuhan lab and what he knew or didn't know, that's still big questions. And he thinks, I can't think of anything. You got your hand, both hands down in the cookie jar and cookie crumbs all over your face. And you say, I didn't have anything that I did was wrong. No, he defends himself all the way and he will not give an inch.
I have stood for always making science, data, and evidence be what we guide ourselves by. And I think people who feel differently, who have conspiracy theories, who deny reality that's looking them straight in the eye, those are people that don't particularly care for me.
I don't really make my decision on whether I like someone or not. I try to do it on the facts. Fact might be, I don't like you. But if you're saying what is a fact, then how can I deny it? Just last month, Dr. Fake said there was a really good chance vaccines could be approved for children before Halloween. Now, he said that last month. Now comes word today. Centers for Disease Control sending out guidance for vaccinating children for COVID. Looking at the Pfizer vaccine for those ages 5 to 11. Now, did he suspect that maybe the timetable means it would be available before Halloween? Or are they following his quote, suggestion. But I have another issue with this. While they're trying to decide if we can give vaccine to kids now 5 to 11, and they're going to come out with that, they're trying to do it even younger. And if you simply ask of the CDC, I've got a question posed right here on their site, asking, is COVID vaccine good, recommended for all people? The answer, yes. Recommended for all people 12 years and older, including people. Now, note that. This is what the CDC says. 12 years and older, including people who are pregnant, people that would be women. I think women are the only ones that get pregnant, if you're talking about humans, unless you're talking about cows or something like that. 12 years and older, including pregnant, those pregnant, breastfeeding, are trying to get pregnant now or might become pregnant in the future. It's all good. And yet you cannot tell me that it's good below the age of 12 right now. But now they're going to say, oh, you can, 5 to 11 now. Well, you still haven't gotten beyond under 5 years of age. Do we not? Are we going to abandon this dictate we've given women, which I think is good, that when you're pregnant, do not drink, do not smoke, certainly don't do drugs. Everything goes right to the fetus. They think the COVID vaccine won't. Do they know something they're not telling us? Well, I do know this. I talked to you earlier about an interview, or rather a piece written by Senator Johnson of Wisconsin. He's talking about some of the stories that have come to him, and he said some of them are absolutely frightening of folks fearing they're going to lose their job. He said a recently vaccinated pilot said he had had over a two-day period, partial blindness in one eye, severe migraine headaches. Doctor later said those were micro strokes, but the pilot never reported it because he was afraid he'd lose his pilot certificate and lose his livelihood. That was his reaction, but he didn't report it. And he's still flying for some airline. Coming up, CNN gets called out big time. Stand by.
You can email Larry at LarryConnorsUSA@gmail.com. LarryConnorsUSA@gmail.com.
It's a fact that Ackerman Toyota is improving the local community. Jay Ackerman had a vision, and you can see the Ackerman Toyota dealership created a beautiful showplace at Hampton, just north of Interstate 44. Ackerman Toyota, sponsoring the next segment, new or pre-owned, Ackerman Toyota, for life.
This ain't no place for no hero.
This is Larry Connors, USA.
Larry Connors, USA.
You say we're not allowed, we're not able. Who's the people stopping the conversation? Who are they?
People that work at networks, frankly, like the one I'm speaking on right now, who try and claim that, you know, it was racist to investigate the lab leak theory. It was.
But
I mean,
who
let's
said
just
that
take
at CNN?
Example.
But I'm just saying that when you say allowed, I just think it's a provocative thing to say. You say we're not allowed to talk about these things, but they're all over the internet. I can Google them.
Brian,
I can find them everywhere. I've heard about every story you mentioned.
Of course.
So I'm just suggesting, of course, people are allowed to cover whatever they want to cover.
But you and I both know, and it would be delusional to claim otherwise, that touching your finger to an increasing number of subjects that have been deemed third rail by the mainstream institutions and increasingly by some of the tech companies will lead to reputational damage, perhaps you losing your job, your children sometimes being demonized as well. And so what happens is a kind of internal self-censorship. This is something that I saw over and over again when I was at the New York Times.
That former New York Times editor and contributor, I should say, Barry Weiss, who appeared on CNN's Brian Stelzer, the Media Watch, or whatever he calls his stupid program nowadays. I shouldn't give it that title. It's a question of supposedly to be a guru and a watchdog for the general audience, kind of like a media ombudsman that would look out for your interests. He never looks out for your interests, my friend. He simply peddles the lie over and over from CNN and NN. just trying to do a count of how many times he's gone after Chris Cuomo for not making stories about his brother Andrew when he was governor and all the deaths at the nursing homes. How many stories they do? See, that's another example of what Barry Weiss is pointing out in that interview. She's saying there is a third rail. You know that if you touch that, you could lose your job. So you stay away. And in fact, you end up creating a self-censorship, which we'll get into in more details in a moment. That happens with all of the mainstream media. There are, I want to believe that inside the midst of a lot of these operations, some good people who really care about this nation and where we're going. And they're doing their best to do their job and earn the paycheck, and at the same time not violate their personal tenets too deeply. Let's put it like this. Let's say you work for a stock brokerage firm, and your religious values would not have you support let's say just any company that does anything for defense, any kind of military spending, that basically your church members and you're in a group of church members who have their own little stock market picked out, but they have some that they have cut out and said, we will not put money into these for what they stand for. And so you were part of that, but of course you were there working for a stock exchange or a company or advisor where they're pushing that stock and others. Or do you simply want to say, I won't present that, I won't work on it? And they say, well, there's the door. You understand that. Tobacco companies, we've been through that with tobacco companies, obviously. When it comes to your personal conscience and what you're willing to accept, are you willing to accept a place of work where you as a woman might be demeaned constantly, might be sexually harassed, but you need the job, that you kind of put up with it as long as you can or until you reach a point where maybe you can get enough evidence to go after the boss and or the company? Or you're a man facing the same thing? People suddenly reach a breaking point. They put up with it, and finally they can't. Or their spouse or friends or others say, what are you doing? Just walk away from it. I just read in the last segment where a pilot admitted in some testimonial, he works for a U.S.-based airline. And we've been told that he does not work for Southwest. He's not identified as working for Southwest Airline. I want to drive that point forward. But he does work for an American airline, not the American Airlines. And simply said that after he got the vaccine, he began to have headaches, lost slight vision, went to see his doctor, and his doctor said, I think you had some microstrokes after the vaccine. Now, did the vaccine cause it? Not sure, but the timing is questionable. But he is not reporting it to his company. He's not reporting it to the FAA medical examiner. He's still flying and hopefully will not be involved in some incident that will send a plane to the ground. He didn't want the vaccine, apparently, but he was clearly told you will or you won't fly. So he did. He had that reaction, and now he's afraid that if I report the reaction, I still won't fly. I can't earn a living. When you get the state-controlled media like CNN always pushing just the one side and will not touch that third rail and say, this is a legitimate question, a legitimate concern, because they know it could reflect badly on them, they're going to keep their mouths shut. Barry Weiss had several examples. Just listen to this, please.
When you have the chief reporter on the beat of COVID for the New York Times talking about how questioning or pursuing the question of the lab leak is racist, the world has gone mad. When you're not able to say out loud and in public that there are differences between men and women, the world has gone mad, when we're not allowed to acknowledge that rioting is rioting and it is bad, and that silence is not violence, but violence is violence, the world has gone mad. When we're not able to say that Hunter Biden's laptop is a story worth pursuing, the world has gone mad. When, in the name of progress, young school children, as young as kindergarten, are being separated in public schools because of their race, and that is called progress rather than segregation, the world has gone mad.
Those are some of her examples she gave in that interview on CNN and NNN when she said the world has gone mad. And she's right on every one of those cases. When you go accept the idea that if we separate the children by race, we're doing it to help the minority race. The whole idea was to bring everybody together. And like she said, because you happen to be one of the reporting agents, media sources, and you're told you must report this story only this way, ignoring the facts. When you start ignoring the facts, you have a bias for the story. Let me tell you, through the decades as a news anchor reporter, every time I did any story on abortion, pro or con, reaction came in. And of course, there are times where you're going to cover a pro-life event. You're covering the pro-life event, the pro-life march or whatever. That's the focus of the story. That's it. Well, the other side said, well, we want balanced coverage. Well, you may not do it all in one story, but overall you should. Now, if you ignore something that's very big that day for the pro-choicers, then you're not doing a good job. But the job that day was the pro-life march. Tomorrow it might be the pro-choice mandate or amendment they're presenting. Now, you might get a pro-lifer response to it, but it may still not be enough balance for them. Because you're not working for them, you're working supposedly for the operation and doing it correctly. But what you do end up having, as Barry Weiss is pointing out, and again, former New York Times, and talking to CNN, Brian Stelter, there are times that we just kind of recognize maybe self-censorship is the way to go.
You are making the argument that because of self-censorship, cancel culture is pervasive. Is that a fair assessment?
Yeah, I would say it's extraordinarily pervasive. And what I'm saying and what I find so interesting is that you don't need a strong man and you don't need an edict from the top in order for this to be felt in a very, very, very pervasive way. Mm. All you need is a few of these very potent examples. And then what you need is cowardice at the top of a lot of these organizations. You need people who are unwilling to say no to the small minority of ideological zealots who believe in this, who want to negotiate with it for whatever reason.
In other words, the cowards at the top. And you heard her say, when you give a flavor and a tone of what's the direction, which way the wind is blowing, you know, perfect example. Remember the Veritas tapes of the CNN daily meetings? When the head of CNN is sitting in and telling them, well, we're going to do this, do that, he said, the Hunter Biden thing, we're not going to mess with it. And so no reporter said, well, I think we should cover the Hunter Biden tapes. No. Self-censorship is self-preservation. Now we'll take a break when we come back. How AOC, Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez, is suicide for the Democrat Party. Coming up.
You can follow Larry on Larry Connors USA Facebook. Larry Connors USA Facebook.
This is Larry Connors USA.
Larry Connors USA.
In that last segment, in case you missed it, any part of it, I encourage you to pick it up on the podcast, which Quinn will have posted shortly after we sign off today. Every program we air, we put up as a podcast by 30 minutes after we wrap each day's work. Unless there's some technical issue, Quentin's very fast, very effective. And if you heard only part of it, you want to hear all of it, or you want to share it, it'll be at Larry Connors USA Facebook, Larry Connors USA Facebook, and also at LarryConnorsUSA.com. Sometimes it shows up on that site later for some reason we don't know. But Barry Weiss, a former New York Times editor, had left the Times and was talking about how basically there is no honesty in journalism, which we all know. And she's saying too many times she called them still mainstream media. I say state controlled at this point. Or afraid to do some stories, even if they're a good, legitimate reporter, they realize that third rail, I touched that, I can lose my job. But there are others just willing to go ahead and stick it out anyway and just put up with it, take the paycheck, stay silent. Then there are those mocking her already, saying there she is, running her mouth about how she's being silenced by CNN while she's literally being interviewed by CNN. All right, let me give you a new target to consider here for a moment. Not AOC. I'm going to hold her off this moment. The question is being raised again. Where the hell is the vice president? What is she doing? I mean, she just, I don't know. She certainly hasn't been to the border except that one time, and wasn't she given that duty? Well, I have news for you, friends. You can book this, put it on your calendar. Oh, it's underway right now. Or will be shortly. She is going to visit Lake Mead in Nevada. She's going to talk about the elevation levels of the lake and the drought-stricken Nevada reservoir. Of course, it supplies drinking water to 25 million in the American West and Mexico. She'll make a few remarks, meet with those from the Interior Department, and then who knows? You think she'll go to the border since she's that close? Oh, no, I don't think it's going to happen. But she will plead for broad embrace of the Biden administration's Build Back Better agenda, including a $1 trillion public works infrastructure deal that did pass the Senate months ago, still needs House approval. So Biden is saying, if I don't get enough support from some Democrats, I'll just cut some of the programs. And she's encouraging them, you need to step up. You want your water here? That is just short of saying, yeah, may not be able to get any water anymore from here. We'll see. We'll see what she ends up saying. But that's where she is. You ask, where is VP Harris? She's in Nevada. MSNBC contributor Donnie Deutsch today issued a warning to the Democrats about the far-left wing of the party. Deutsch said getting AOC to lead the left is suicide for the Democrats. And the host, Joe Scarborough, said, all I've heard over the past year, it's been remarkable, is I'm going to grip my teeth, vote for Joe Biden because Donald Trump is a fascist. He's a threat to the American way of life. But if I had any excuse to vote against the Democrats, I'd do it because they're progressive, so wildly out of step with mainstream America. And Deutsch said, I live on the Upper East Side, Manhattan. It could not be more navy blue. And this is what I'm hearing. By the way, they were Bill Clinton voters, he said. They were Barack Obama voters. They were not Joe Biden. They were not anti-Trump voters. Joe Biden does not have the hearts and minds of this country. And the other Democrats we've seen paraded for the AOCs of the world or the far left are suicide for the Democrats. So the Democrats better get some new faces. Democrats better figure out that this world lives just right of center or on a good year, just left of the center. And it's this socialist kind of pulling all the way to the left that is a disaster. And we are staring at a democracy in peril. And he added, if we don't get this right in 2024, it ain't ever going to get right. You should be sounding the alarm bells of what's going on now. Dive, dive, dive. Think the Democrats are going to listen? It's up to them. They know, talking about third rails, AOC's a third rail. You cannot get too nasty with her because she's got the squad and they'll come after you. Nancy Pelosi learned pretty quick, you better treat us properly. Pelosi will not be around after this 2022 election. You know that. I'm convinced Republicans don't win that. And I'm convinced they will win back 2024. And I don't even know who the candidate for the Republicans will be at this point. All I know is that Deutsch has put his finger right in the eye of the Democrats and saying, here's your problem. It's stuck in your eye because you're letting the left lead the way. As he said, we're staring at a democracy in peril. I hope they don't listen. I appreciate you listening. Remember our pledge, one nation under God.
This is Larry Connors, USA.
Larry Connors, USA.
Thank you for listening to Larry Connors, USA. Please listen to previous and future podcasts.